Hello, everyone. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I want to start today by asking this question. How do you react when somebody upsets your plans? Say you have something planned with your spouse, a night out, a babysitter cancels at last minute, and all of your plans fall apart. Or maybe you have a vacation suddenly canceled because of a funeral. Or maybe even you get called to work and you have to miss a day of fun that was planned with your family and your children. Well, a blog entry online offered a really interesting perspective that I want to share with you. And something like that happened with the disciples, if you think about it. You know, they planned to spend some quality time with Christ. They had, you know, planned to go to Lake Galilee. They had, all these things planned to do with Christ and to spend some one-on-one time with him. And they had just received some really terrible news that their dear friend, John the Baptist, had been cruelly murdered. And I think it's helpful sometimes to think of them as real people rather than just a story or, you know, something that's not really that relatable. They had been really, really busy keeping crowds of people who came to see Christ in order, helping take care of the sick, and controlling children who got everyone got, you know, that were flocking to Christ. They were feeding and housing everyone. They were making, you know, they were just working really, really hard. And how relieved they must have been when they, you know, actually were thinking, okay, there's some relief in sight. Well, but everything kind of stopped and, you know, changed really suddenly when they stepped out of the boat on the other side of the lake, and Christ was moved as he looked at the multitude of need before him. And the disciples looked at the multitude of need, and they, you know, they could have reacted poorly and said, you know what, we're sick of working so hard. We want a break. Or, you know, they had a much different reaction. Now, as you think of that, I want to share another story with you. It was a couple's 25th wedding anniversary, and they went shopping to pick out a gift, and they had a thing for teacups. So they really loved teacups. So they went to a teacup shop that they really loved, and they asked to see a teacup and pull it out of a display case. And they had never, ever seen one like this one before. It was so beautiful. And as the woman handed it to him, the teacup suddenly started talking. This is obviously not a real story. This is just one that's going to shape your perspective a little bit. "You don't understand," the teacup said. "I have not always been a teacup. There was a time in my life when I was red and I was clay. And my master took me and rolled me and patted me over and over and over. And I yelled out, 'Leave me alone. This is uncomfortable.' But he only smiled and said, 'Not yet.'" So the teacup was next placed on a spinning wheel, and it was spun around and around and around. And it was really uncomfortable again, and it was dizzy, and it was getting sick, and it asked the master to stop. But the master said, "No, not yet." Then, just when everything stopped moving and the teacup had a moment to breathe, the teacup was placed into an oven, and he had never felt so much heat before. And the teacup yelled and knocked on the door, you know, and said, "Let me out." And finally the door opened, and the master put him on a shelf, and he began to cool. And he said, "Oh, that feels so much better. I have a break again." And then the master started to paint him. He brushed paint all over the teacup. The fumes were horrible. He would gag and scream, "Stop it, stop it." And the master only nodded and said, "Not yet." And then, after he was all painted, he went back into the oven again. And it was not like the first one. It was twice as hot. The poor little teacup felt like he was going to suffocate. And he begged and begged and pleaded and screamed and cried. And all the time he could see the master outside of the glass of the oven nodding his head and saying, "Not yet." Then, when the teacup felt like there was not any hope, that he would never make it out of this alive, when he was ready to give up, the door opened and the master took him out and placed him on the shelf, and 1 hour later handed him a mirror And he couldn't believe what he looked like. It was so beautiful. The teacup was so beautiful. And this is the words of the teacup, hypothetically. I want you to remember, I know it hurts to be rolled and patted. And then this comes from the master. If I had left you alone, you would have dried up. I know it made you dizzy to spin around on that wheel, but if I had stopped, you would have crumbled. I knew it hurt and it was hot and disagreeable in the oven, but if I hadn't put you there, you would have cracked. I know the fumes were bad when I brushed and painted you all over, but if I hadn't done that, you never would have hardened. You would not have any color in your life. If I had not put you in the back in the second oven, you wouldn't have survived for very long because the hardness would not have held. Now you are a finished product. You are what I had in mind when I first began with you. So obviously the moral of the story is that Heavenly Father knows what he's doing for all of us. He gives us very specific trials just for us. He's the potter and we're his clay, and he will mold us and shift us and make us into the person that we're meant to be. And, you know, I like to think that Heavenly Father does pretty good work. So if we're willing to go through those trials that life gives all of us, that we will come out perfected and beautiful and definitely better than we went into it. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'd love to hear from you if you have any inspirational stories you'd love to share with us. You can shoot me over an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today's song is The Lord is My Shepherd by Jenny Oaks Baker.